It's the Michael Mara Show.
Ah, Memorial Day. A day when our war heroes are honored by even the most liberal of media.
First thing on the agenda, actually, the only thing on the agenda, is the status of Toby's going away party.
We have a buttercream cake and a slideshow of Toby.
Okay.
But so far, we only have two pictures of him.
Okay. Well, this will not do. Toby is going away forever, and we need to do something very, very special. In some cultures, when somebody leaves, like New Orleans culture, they have a parade and they have a band and people party in the streets.
Do you mean leaves as in dies? You want us to throw Toby a New Orleans funeral?
If the devil were to explode and evil were gone forever, what sort of party would you have?
Michael.
Like a beach blowout or a toga?
Toga. You always do this. We have a nice, modest party planned, and then you come in and demand the world. Let me be clear. There is simply no money for anything other than a cake and to develop a few more slides. Although, Toby won't be in them.
I want a party that makes me feel like I am flying through the air without this ugly weight holding me down, you know? I want an anti-gravity machine. I saw it in a movie. You drink a potion, and then you just start floating all around.
So how much anti-gravity potion do you want?
Toby's replacement.
Wow.
So what do we know about her?
Well, we know that Toby thinks she'll be great. Oh, strike one. I hate her already.
I hate her, too.
Why do you hate her?
Because she stinks with her ways and her head.
Well, Dwight, sometimes, I don't know, I think you say things just to agree with me.
Would that be such a bad thing?
Yeah, it would. Just have a thought. Have an original thought. Although, I will agree that her head is weird.
Coming to you live from the WJFK studios in the historic radio district of Fairfax, Virginia, a bustling suburb of the nation's capital, it's the Mike O'Mara Show, featuring Buzz Burbank with Rob Spiewak, Beth Ann McBride, Joe Ardinger, and Katie. And now, here's Mike.
Istanbul, Constantinople. Now it's Istanbul.
I love it.
Like it?
I do like it.
What the hell is it?
I'll tell her what it is.
Well, it's Mike's favorite band. They Might Be Giants. Covering the four lads.
I just felt like Dwight from The Office. Tell her what it is, Rob. What the hell are you playing?
She stinks.
She
with
stinks?
Her ways.
Oh, yeah. Oh, that's what it is.
In my head.
Yeah, lovely stuff. It is Friday, May 23rd. 2008. Greetings, citizens. It's the beginning of the Memorial Day weekend.
Yeah.
And I want you to turn that music off, Rob. You want to know why?
Why, Mike?
Because I want to play this music.
Oh, yeah.
I want to play this, baby. That's right. It has finally arrived. I'm talking about the one, the only. Hogfest 2008. Yes, it's here. The motorcycles are gathering out in the parking lot here at 10800 Main Street.
So cool.
WJFK. Everybody that is supposed to be here is here. We're excited about that. I'm talking about all the good guys from Motorcycle Riding Concepts. If you now I've got all the information for all these. I'm going to get these plugs out. All the info.
All of it.
Get
Motorcycle Riding Concepts. That's the whole thing is kind of built around them with their dog and pony show. I told them stop riding the motorcycles because they're pumped up to do their demonstration today. You go to saddleupva.com. That's how you find out more about that. Also, we have bikes from Patriot Harley-Davidson and Crazy Jane's Custom Cycles in Chantilly. And believe it or not, even though this is a radio station that can be heard by millions and on the Westwood One radio network all over the Fruited Plain, you can hear this.
Yes.
I'm still asked to make a PA announcement and tell everybody to begin eating.
Go eat. Yeah, come on.
Because we've got barbecue and hot dogs from Just In Time Catering. 703-380-5125 to have Sam cater your next event.
You are in such a good mood. Look at you.
Sam is going to be here. No, I'm nervous.
Sam got
I'm
here.
Nervous like I'm throwing a party, and I want to make sure everybody has a good time
That's
at the party.
Right. That's
so
right.
I want everybody to you know, get the food. What time are the Hooters girls getting here?
About 4 o'clock.
They couldn't be here at 3?
No.
They're just too important? Is that what it
Better
was?
Better get ready.
When you're a babe like that, you come and go as you please.
Well, there's some babes out there I observed in the WJFK parking lot, and I'm very concerned about. We're going out in the next break. We're gonna have our little opening here, like we always do, and then we'll be going outside to meet everybody. And we're gonna be spending most of the show outside today, doing everything we normally do in here.
Great.
We'll be doing it out there.
Not everything.
And, not everything we do, huh, Bethann?
That's right, Bethann. Yeah, Mike.
But I don't know. I think making the entrance the way I want to make it is kind of jive.
No,
no,
it's not.
No, come on.
This is all about motorcycles.
Absolutely,
and
Mike.
You love them, so you should do this. And
riding in on a motorcycle.
Yes. On your steed.
Even my trusted steed.
People love jive. Even if it's a little jive, people love jive.
Everybody wants to see this.
Oh, I'm so glad I discovered this. I bought some new, like, clear
shades. They are.
Clear
they're
shades.
Nice.
Those
they're
are
hot.
Cool.
They right. really are.
And, like, I would have gone outside with the sticker on them. Oh, I really would.
That would not have been cool.
I will tell you that Rob Spiewak and Buzz Burbank are certainly warmed up because they were all over that midday show today. They were doing Snacks of the Roundtable.
Oh. I was robbed once again.
Again?
And you've
again.
Done that a
what
bunch
did you
of
bring?
Times.
Yeah, I brought peanut butter dipped bites.
Those
peanut
can
butter
I be honest
they have
with you?
Great flavor.
Rob, those
Mike.
Those could not remotely
you're killing
suck.
Me. You're
enough.
Killing
that
me.
It, really, you know? did you bring those in because you thought they were good?
I brought them in untested because that's part of the magic. The texture is bad.
Oh, no.
The flavor is
they're
great.
Horrible.
Rob, you got to try your snack
no.
before you present it
no,
to the council.
No, that's not how you play the game.
And Rob, I've noticed as I listen every Friday to Snacks of the Roundtable, they like savory snacks. The sweet ones barely ever win.
I lost with a savory snack last week. You're the one who told me to go
because
sweet.
Because it was
well, you
anyway,
told me
right,
to go sweet.
You too. I'm going to throw water on you because I don't want to talk. Because Buzz was on the midday show also talking about swinging.
What? That was on the air?
Yes, that was on the air. Now we've had you for a long time.
Yes,
and you
I've
don't,
been right here.
You
oh
don't,
my God, they're stale.
You don't liberally talk about swinging. Are you enjoying that disgusting snack? How can it be stale? It's
it
just
is.
Chewy.
It's just it's tough not. And chewy.
Oh my God,
disgusting. Tasty.
Are there any snacks back in the producer's room from snacks? To the round table.
I think
do you notice how they here's a problem.
Oh, here
I had.
Comes this problem with food and
this
his
is
show.
A problem. No, this is well, we get nothing. I come in
D-I-V-A.
Every day.
D-I-V-A.
I can't. I'm not a diva.
Oh
I want to ask what other people have.
I'm so tired. I tell you exactly how I feel today.
All he wants is equality.
Bethann has been up since. What time have you been up since? 4 o'clock this morning.
I'm gonna bet. Quarter till four.
To be here.
Yeah.
To be here.
I arrived before all the
to be
junkies.
Here when Sam got here with the barbecue.
Well, because he needed
need
help.
Why? He had to start a fire.
Yeah.
Was nobody hotter.
And I had to.
So you're going
to
tell me.
Make sure nobody parked in the parking lot. Right.
So you're
going to
tell me exactly
I'm
how
tired. I
how you
nap.
Feel? You bring it on, baby. Tell me exactly how you feel. Because I always thought you were being honest, but I heard diva.
That's right.
I heard diva.
I spelled something.
Why don't we clear the air before we go out into the general public?
Yes. Talk to Bono.
And meet the nice people so we don't spar out there.
Let's not do this in front of company.
Why don't we simply get it out of our system before we go out there? Because it's the start of a holiday weekend. Everybody's kind of feeling cheery, and I don't want to diminish the mood by having our fight out there. Yeah, right back at
you. Who's got it out? Okay.
All right, so
Joe's
so,
out there, too.
No, here, I don't think I'm being at all unreasonable.
Look
no.
at him with his glasses.
Incidentally, I got a feeling she is tired.
So good luck,
and now,
Mike.
Full of sugar.
You know what? It's
you know,
like
we're
going
to cut that microphone off in a minute.
Like working with the drunk Ed McMahon. She's about to start talking about going to the zoo.
This is how Bethann would be if she was drunk.
Yeah.
It's a similar thing. Well, it's
no,
a similar
I'm a happy
thing.
Drunk.
You're a happy drunk?
Fun drunk.
So how are you when you're extremely overtired? Are you just bitter and saying more negative things than you normally say?
Yeah.
That I can't tell you how much I look forward to that.
She's
going to be
fun
a real ray of sunshine. She's polluting CK on me, incidentally.
I am
how?
Not.
Yes.
He
let
is
me tell
our
you
boss.
How.
Excuse He's
me.
Your boss.
Excuse me. My observation, not yours. My observation,
what
not
observation?
Yours. My observation. You are polluting CK to me, and you might not even be trying it.
Why
but
are you
CK,
pointing at me?
Here's what CK is saying to me. This is what CK is saying.
Okay.
To me. All right.
The boss
this is
saying to
this
his employee.
CK, this is you know we
I do you not understand the relationship between you and CK?
What's that? What?
He's your boss. And he's mine.
I know he's my boss.
Okay.
In theory, the thing is, here's the deal. CK is saying things to me like, yeah, she's really worked hard to organize this, and she's, you know, this is kind of her thing. Because I came in, and right away when I arrived, I said, "Can we do this? Can we do this? Can we do this? Can we do this?" And CK was kind of saying things to me like, you know, all right. It was indicating to me, you know, don't mess with Bethann's deal.
Right.
This is
don't
Bethann's
mess with the
deal.
Best.
She's got this all arranged. You know, don't you come in, Mr. Dumb DJ, and try to
that.
F it up. Well, no, he didn't say that. I'm reading between the lines, which is what you do. And you know how we are regarded in this industry by you sort of programming, producing
people
types. We're number one. People think we're toddlers. Number two, people mm-hmm. think we're divas. Mm-hmm. Number three, people think we're not bright enough to understand even the simplest of concepts. What? We cannot grasp that. So when I'm saying, CK said something like, well, what do you need? I said, well, I want to make sure that the guy that's directing the traffic is really telling all these motorcycles where they're supposed mm-hmm. to go. And that's when
and
he said something. That's when he said something like, this is her deal. And he didn't say it in any, CK is a very diplomatic guy.
Yes.
And I respect him.
Like
I really
Switzerland.
Do.
Rightly so.
But the thing is, he is, so you have to read between the lines. And when I was listening.
You don't have to. Just listen to what he says.
Well, I don't know where he is. Isn't he around? Because I'd like
He's
to get
be,
his
yeah.
take. I think he's just, he understands that perhaps I'm not really the diva in this situation.
Oh, I
perhaps
see.
Oh, yeah, the
lady the
diva was here at 5 o'clock in the morning?
Perhaps,
is that what you're going to say?
Methinks perhaps the good lady from the triad thinks that due to the fact that she logs the most ye old hours here, that this is, her ideas and concepts are not to be interfered with. That was the vibe I got.
Well,
that was the vibe I got.
No.
You know, nobody appreciates your hard work more than I do.
I know.
That's true.
That is true.
And I respect everything you do, and I appreciate. I mean, there are not many people that would do this. I'd sure as hell rather, and I almost said a bad word.
I know.
I almost said sure as
That's
S.
Right.
But you know,
I'd sure as S rather have that than have somebody who is just like lackadaisical.
Chris has always respected and feared her since she attempted to seduce him.
That's right.
Like Mrs. Robbins.
Not
how she keeps the upper hand.
You notice how he's conspicuously staying out of the studio.
Do you want me to go get him?
I'd
fetch
like
him?
You to
he's
fetch
busy,
him.
You know,
he's busy putting a girl in the trunk of his car.
There he is.
Oh,
here
there.
He
no, he's back.
All right, I want to get his take on this. All right. Did you hear? Have you heard any of this? Have you heard any of this
no,
at all?
No, Joe just summoned me.
Oh, God.
Right. How was that?
Now I have to replay it.
Don't replay it.
No, I heard a little bit on the delay, I guess. You were talking about our conversation earlier.
Yes. I think in no uncertain terms, you're kind of indicating that Beth Ann has been working very hard and not to really mess with her event.
No,
that
no,
was
not to worry about
saying.
Anything because she's already taken care of all
the details.
All the details. Mm-hmm.
Can I tell you something?
Yeah.
Let me take.
Oh, here he comes.
Take your glasses off, Bono.
Can I tell you something, CJ?
I have so much faith in Beth Ann. I don't need.
Don't be.
You don't need to worry.
Don't be fooled. She's human. She's human, okay?
She is.
She's human.
She tries not to be, though.
Flesh and bone.
I was just
saying she's been here so long today, she's got everything taken care of, and just do your show and don't worry about it.
Yeah. All right.
Yeah.
That's
the,
all I'm saying. See, now,
be,
Rob,
be
Rob,
the
now,
star
now, Rob,
you
Chad Dukes
are.
Has made his way into
oh,
the
yeah.
studio, too.
What's
Rob,
going on?
Rob, how would you feel if that was said? Seriously, how would you interpret it?
Confused.
Yes, a little confused. I would be confused.
Look at him with the glasses.
Chad Dukes is here to
Look
weigh.
Look at the glasses,
Now, are
Chad.
You weighing in on this particular?
Yeah,
the
no
glasses
way.
Are motorcycle glasses, Beth Ann.
Okay.
The glasses
I
are
like
designed
them.
So that I can
them.
Go there.
D-I-V-A.
And, no, it is not
Spell
diva
it.
Glasses.
Wear
no,
it.
It's okay. He's
be
a,
it.
He wants to look like
I'm
Phil
concerned.
Silvers.
This is like throwing a cocktail party at my home today.
But you've hired me to do it, so
Yes,
let me
you're
do
the party
it.
Planner. Okay, that's fine. I'm not saying anything. Where did this start? It's your fault.
Why are you pointing at me all the time?
Because I like to. I like to point. Yes, Chad Dukes, you'd like to weigh in on this.
There's nobody out there.
Oh,
no!
Hughes.
Worth the wait.
All the help I've given you, you son of a bitch. There goes
Nobody's
That's
calling.
Funny. That is very funny. We're starting a great tradition that I, you
yeah,
know,
I
we
love
just
this.
We just hit each other's shows with one
yeah,
mind.
Pow.
That's a lot of fun. No, I respect the work you've done, and just a word of advice. CK, I've known you a long time, and you know I respect you. The thing is, now you don't.
Hey.
I don't need the help. I have to tell you this. Just beware. Just be wherever. Okay. Yeah. Beware. She's she plays the office politic game like no one I've ever seen.
Looking
yes,
behind
sir.
Me at all times.
Yes, yes.
Dragon
Watch
lady.
Your back. Yeah. Watch your back.
Yeah. Do you want my office, Beth Ann? Is that what?
No.
No. The thing is,
no, it's not your
she
office.
Wants something more.
Wants.
I think I, really.
I did paint my office.
I think
a
it's a broader
ago.
Thing.
I
think it's a broader thing.
It's a broad thing.
It's an MH thing. It's an MH thing that you have to be aware of.
Oh.
Oh.
Oh. Oh.
You know what I'm talking about. Man hater.
Oh.
Oh, I thought it meant Michael Hughes.
That's what I thought.
No.
I mean, I'm not a man hater.
Can be the same thing.
I know you're not. No, I'm very excited. It's going to be a great day.
There are dozens of bikes out there.
I'm delighted
is,
to hear that we are going to be going
is
out.
It is packed
already. In the, yes, I, and the moment I'm looking forward to is when we fire them all up outside. I'm very excited about that.
Yeah.
And you know,
so
Joe's out
sound
there.
Great.
Joe's out there. Let's check in with Joe Arden. Drew's out in the parking lot.
Come in, Joe.
Joe, how's the mic working out there?
Come down to see us.
Is it working?
Main Street.
Oh, that's good. We got
Am
the band.
On?
Hey, Joe, can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you loud and clear.
Band is already fired up.
Yeah, and Chad's right. Nobody's here.
Now stop that.
No, you hear anybody? I mean, Tom Gavin's here.
I got my roses.
The Bad Influence band has fired up out there already.
Oh, man, they're jamming. There's about 100 bikes out here.
Joe, are you going to jam with the band today?
Sure, why not? You going to drum for me?
Yeah, I might do that.
Ooh, you should.
Know, they're really, you know, for both, I think, Joe and I to do this properly.
We could do a little Johnny B. Good. How about that?
Okay.
Do
all right.
It.
All right, we can do that later on. And Rob will play harmonica.
I want to sing.
And sing.
How's it looking out there, Joe?
It's awesome. It's a gorgeous day. We've got, like I said, I don't know if it's 100 bikes, but I mean, the parking lot is loaded with bikes. Band's jamming. Gavin's gavining. Everybody's here.
Come see the show.
Hey, Joe, are people finally eating?
Yes, people are eating. Okay. We've got a lovely spread of barbecue and hot dogs and pizza and cold sodas and all that good stuff.
This is great. Normally, we have to wait to a day of best of before Joe will give us a weather report.
This is delightful, and we will be coming outside in the next break. Okay, Joe?
Right on.
Thank you. That's Joe Arden reporting live from the WJFK parking lot.
And people can come see us whether they're bikers or not. It's going to be a great show, right?
Yes. Yeah. You know what? I really think that I neglected to mention that. I know that I was talking about, you know, if you got two wheels, come on down. No, most definitely.
Join the party.
As a matter of fact, and the guys will love this from MRC, Motorcycle Riding Concepts, they train beginners,
They'll
and that's what
you.
They're all about. They've got their little Buell motorcycles outside.
They're the pros.
So if you're driving by, parking's tight. There's no doubt about that. But if you want to come down and you want to meet the guys from MRC, they'll tell you how to get started motorcycle riding. And a lot of people, especially this time of year, get very into that, and I know you've done a spectacular job. It could not be.
I do it for you.
Well organized. You're doing a fine
job. It's amazing how calm she's been all day.
Yes. Do you really think I'm a diva?
No, I was kidding.
No, but today we do have all that barbecue, so we do have food today.
Yes, we do. We have super deluxe.
A lot of great food.
Super deluxe food. Very, very exciting. Let's take a phone call.
All right.
Hello, Mike O'Mara Show. You're on the air, caller. Hello. Yes, who's this? I hear breathing. Hello, caller.
Yeah, you're
breathe
radio.
Harder or hang up.
Hello.
Hello.
Don't be shy. He's not a diva.
Hey there. Hi there.
I was
hello
kidding.
There.
What are you wearing?
I didn't even give the phone number yet. 877-365-3636. You can call to get on the line, to get on the air if you'd like to chat with us. I had an experience two nights ago that was probably one of the most traumatic that I have had with a dog.
Mike.
In Beluga's young life with our family.
How old is Beluga now?
I really don't care, Rob. I just don't care how old he is. The fact is that Carla's co-worker, this guy Joey, has another pug, and the pug is a tan pug. We've got an all-black pug.
Mm-hmm.
And his tan pug is a female, and Beluga is a male. And when Joey goes on vacation, we take the tan pug, and when we go on vacation, we leave Beluga with Joey.
Brown and tan.
So
black and
this
tan.
Pug
black and tan, delicious.
Is fine. Uh-huh. It's the difference between Beluga and this other pug is the other pug is not that well. Bailey is the name of this dog, and Bailey's kind of slow moving and kind of
older,
it seems older, although probably younger, but seems a little bit timid and just kind of
Does he know how to screen calls?
Could probably do a very, very nice
just
job.
Just wondering.
Hold on. They're calling now. We're doing our own phone call screening because Joe's outside. Right. Hello, Mike O'Mara Show. You're on the air. I will finish this story in a moment. Yes, caller, who's this?
Hey, Mike. What's going on?
Hi. Hi. Who are you? Nope, sorry, lost the call.
And he's gone.
Hello?
All right. Sorry. Hello, Mike O'Mara Show. Who's this?
It's all about the
This is Greg.
Timing.
Greg, how are you? Where are you calling from?
Wichita.
Wichita, what can we do for you?
I wanted to tell Beth Ann that she needs to probably have a hypnotist so she's not so grouchy.
She has to what?
Be hypnotized.
Hypnotized. Not so grouchy.
Oh, hypnotized. A lot of people have said that. Thank you very much for the call.
I speak mumbling.
Hello, Mike O'Mara Show. Who's this?
Hey, Mike, what's happening? It's
how are you? What are you doing, man?
Hey, I was heading out there, and my moped got stolen out there in Stockton.
That would have been a real tragedy coming all the way across the country and then be turned away because you're on an effing moped. No mopeds allowed. Is that still the rule?
We're standing by it.
Yes.
You're so strict.
No mopeds. It's the only rule. Hello, caller. You're on the air. Who's this?
Hey, this is JD. I'm out in your parking lot.
Hi, JD. How you doing?
Doing great. How about you?
I'm doing great. You said you're out in the parking lot?
Yes, I am. Come out and have a hot dog.
Did you come on a motorcycle today?
Yeah, Screaming Eagle Road King.
All right. Does everybody know you're on the radio right now? Jump up and down. Dance around the parking lot. There you go. All right. We'll be coming out in the next break. Okay, JD?
All right.
Okay. Hey, thanks for the call from the parking lot.
All right.
Hello, Mike O'Mara Show. You're on the air. Hello? Oh, I like them screened.
What's
better.
With people today?
Mike O'Mara Show, you're on the air.
Hi, Mike. Happy Memorial Day weekend.
Happy Memorial Day weekend to you, too. I'm very excited about it.
I was curious if Don was going to make the ride up on his bike.
Well, it's a Vespa, so it's not a full-fledged bike. But, if he could make the ride up on his little Vespa scooter, that would be a lot of fun.
He would have had to have left Wednesday.
I think it's the one I got him, I think, goes 55.
Does it really?
But that's still tough negotiating the Bay Bridge with that. That would be a little odd.
You got a lot of room in your lane.
Very difficult. Hello, Mike O'Mara Show. You're on the air.
Hey, Mike, I need directions.
Directions, where are you coming from?
I'm on the western slope of the Rocky Mountains.
Okay, what you do is you take a right.
Go east.
Then a left. Then you go straight until you come to the four-way stop. And then roll the dice. Hello, Mike O'Mara Show. You're on the air.
Stellar job, Mike, on your new show.
Thank you very much.
I am enjoying it. This is Tom Byron. I just wanted to give a shout out to my big leathery nut.
Hello, Tom. Tom, I'm a big fan of your work. I think you stayed in the game maybe a year or two too long, but I know Buzz is a big fan as well.
Huge fan.
Best to Peter North also. Say hi to your friend Peter North, okay?
Absolutely. He's right here next to me. You want to talk to him?
No, I'll pass. No, thank you for the call.
Tom Byron.
Shake his hand for me.
All right, we'll get a few more calls later. A lot of people are calling. But getting back to this whole pug thing.
Yes, please.
So I've mentioned the fact that we take care of this pug, and Beluga is super friendly with me a couple of nights ago, like amazingly friendly. And I get up and lie down on the bed, and I always do this routine where, getting ready to watch a little TV, and I'm like, come here. I pat my stomach and go, come here. And I try to get him to come to the where I put the peanut butter. No, I pat my stomach.
Hold, that's peanut butter.
And I say, come here, Beluga. Mm-hmm. And he's not a licker. He doesn't lick me. He usually just comes up and he wags his tail and I scratch his head and he just goes and does his thing. Mm-hmm. Well, this time he comes up and he gives me this big lick, like lick, 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 lick. And he doesn't lick my mouth. He's licking like right over my my nose. Mm-hmm. And about the third lick, I go, oh my God.
Real foul.
It is the foulest thing I have ever. I'm like, my God. And I looked and I said, what is that? What in the name of God is that? And Carla looks over at me nonchalantly and says, oh, Beluga's been licking Bailey's butt all day long. And I'm
and then she laughed and laughed.
Oh, she thought it was the funniest thing in the world.
So
no
you could
problem
smell
at all.
It.
It wouldn't go away. I mean, I was thinking like I'd put plaques in my nostrils to try to make it go away. And Beluga's just looking at me like,
what's wrong?
And I'm getting mad. And then Carla's getting mad at me for getting mad. And I'm saying, I'm mad because you didn't warn me. First of all, you didn't warn me. He never licks me ever, never comes anywhere near me. And he does a total tongue bath on my nostrils. And it's almost like he knew.
Uh-huh,
and then the other part.
You've said that before, that Beluga, like, targets your dry cleaning,
yes,
and things like that. Did you ever get to a point where you thought you had to shave your mustache to get rid of it?
It was so nasty.
I can only imagine.
And then you begin to reflect on how they've spent the better part of the afternoon.
Or
you know, when they're just sitting there going,
"Sky rockets in flight."
You know, dogs just sitting there.
That's
right.
Just sitting there. I leave these pugs. It's actually adorable because we've got the little doggy
sure
bed.
It is.
And they
sleep lying
together.
They're lying side by side.
Sure.
But I don't see any of the.
They just did it.
I don't see any of the Ingus happening when I leave the house.
You don't want to see how the sausage is made.
I don't see any of this. This is like Wednesday night. Mm-hmm. This happened, and I swear to God, I washed my face. I was just going, I swear to God, I still have the smell
in
my nostrils when I woke up the next morning.
Wow.
At least he didn't lick your mouth.
He's around the mouth, I didn't stick my tongue out, thank God.
I understand. I understand that to some people, pugs are cute, but if bad odors are coming out of both ends of the dog, I don't see how anyone's attracted to that.
Your cats ever do that, Buzz?
No.
Really? You've never seen your cats do that?
Cats
do the licking thing, too.
Oh, yeah, of course they bathe with their tongues, but...
Do you think they ever tackle another cat with their tongue?
No, they don't come in contact with other cats. There's a court order about that.
Of course, your cats never do.
Here's what I know.
They're the cleanest cats in the world.
That's right.
You've never had that trouble with your fish.
The fish are fine.
They're dead.
They just bite each other's tails off.
But they never lick you.
Hello, Mike O'Mara Show. You're on the air.
Hey, Mike, I think your pug was probably trying to lick you to get the taste out of his mouth.
To have it all day, though, because, Bailey hadn't been around for a while, too, so to have that linger longer. That is mentholatum, that's pretty nasty.
Vicks or mentholatum. Try one of those. Yeah. That'll do it.
Oh, like they use for corpses and stuff.
Exactly.
A CSI trick, yeah.
Let's go to Ryan in Sacramento. Ryan, you're on the air.
Hey, I want to echo a caller. Really like the new show. I'm seeing some of your own personal interests kind of bleed in. I've always kind of aligned with you on politics, and I like even you talk about MMA and bikes here with the Hog Friday. But I want to ask, Mike, with that said, when can we expect more shows about food?
You know, we were talking about that.
Did we
get into any detail on that whole blind taste test?
No, we just touched on it. We
barely mentioned it.
We should get into that on Monday and start laying some rules down.
Monday will be very difficult, Rob.
Keep listening.
We won't be here.
We won't be here on Monday.
I thought you were coming to my house for a cookout.
No, unfortunately, it's not going to happen. I'm
balls.
Canceling.
Listen next week.
Yeah, Ryan, I would listen next week. We got something about food that's going to be coming up that I think you'll enjoy, okay?
Thank you, Mike.
And you're talking about my interest bleeding into the show. Make sure you listen for that big heroin show coming up. Very, very excited about that. Let's go to San Francisco, California, and Tom Terrific from San Francisco. Hello, Tom.
Yeah, thanks, guys. Great show, Mike. Hey, Mike, I was about lost it when you were talking about your pug licking your face, and I was wondering what you think the pug thinks your face is.
Yeah. Maybe that has something to do with my face at the end of the day.
No, I mean, if he's been licking himself.
Are you thinking that my face looks like an ass? Is that what you're saying? I get the joke. You didn't have to explain it, Tom.
Explain it, you drainer.
I know it's an ass face joke. Have a nice Memorial Day weekend. Enjoy yourself. Let's go to Jim in Sacramento. Hello, Jim. You're on the air.
Hey, what's up, good people?
What's up, good folk?
Jim.
I just wanted to let you know, I am so jealous, man. I'm out here working in Stinkamento. My little black pearl Dynaglide custom is crying her eyes out in the garage because I could not be there.
That's
I'm
a
looking
shame.
Forward to hearing all the horsepower, man.
Thank you very much. We appreciate that. And I want to say thank you to, speaking of Sacramento, I have a memento, and the guy was just too nice for
me
to.
Very nice guy.
Now, this is a guy that doesn't live in Sacramento, though, right?
No, but
His aunt
is the secretary to Sacramento's mayor.
And I have a keychain that is the city of Sacramento, founded in 1549.
18.
And they've been trying to lose it ever
1849, since. 1849, I'm sorry. 1549.
Founded by Indians.
Do you have one, too?
They gave me the hat.
Oh, so you're reading along.
Right.
Boy, I'm really... You know what? Here's a great idea. You know what I think we should do? We should, like, everything that I read, we should have you read along with it. So that you can... I can barely get the sentence out before you correct me.
Correct him.
Yes. I think that's a wonderful idea. Thank you. But you know what? That's one
I was helping.
That's one you did help.
Exactly.
I wouldn't want that one to just linger out there.
But you do want to thank Justin for the lovely
gift. Justin gave me a very nice key tag, and Beth Ann a very nice Sacramento hat. So
His name
thank
was
you.
Dustin.
Dustin? Was it Dustin?
I think it was Justin.
I think it was Justin.
Okay, I'm wrong.
Yeah,
you're
I think
right.
You're wrong.
Let's call him.
Why
Larry.
Don't you read something on your
I'm
hat?
Sorry, man, that's the look too. Now you can give Beth Ann the look she gives me. Here's the look. Here's the look. I have to take the glasses off to be the. I think it was Justin, Beth Ann. I think you really have.
I do
up.
Not do that.
Yes, you do.
Sean in Bristow, you're on the Mike O'Hara show.
She does it when you're on the phone with her.
How are you, Sean?
I'm great. I just want to tell you I love the new show, and it's so much fun. I can't make it down there for Hogfest, but it's just fun listening to you guys and with how you all interact together and laughing all the time. I'm constantly laughing out loud as I listen.
Thank you, Sean.
Great.
We appreciate
nice.
The call.
Praise.
Stay
That's
with
very,
us.
Very nice. We appreciate that. Let's go to Jim in California. That's exactly how you look, Beth Ann.
Are you all right?
I wish he would call. I'll never know his name.
Hey, Jim, what are you doing?
Driving in my big rig, 18-wheeler. I can take all those little motorcycles, throw them in the truck, and take them wherever they want to go.
You know, I will.
Oh, yeah.
Oh,
so
look
sad.
At his truck.
That's unfortunate.
Oh, my God.
He was lucky that we had him on the
so
phone.
That's terrible. That's wonderful. Oh, pieces of 18-wheeler, everybody.
He's going to have to repaint.
Beth Ann, send some flowers to the widow.
I will.
That is a shame.
That
I'm
is,
very,
isn't
very
it?
Sorry. But I wanted to say that Beluga, I still love you, and you can lick me anytime you want. But when Bailey's over, I will be avoiding you because, you know, it's Angus. Every day that Bailey's
That's right.
at the house. And Bailey, you're very sweet, too. But, I mean, really, show a little initiative.
Yeah.
Run away when he's doing that. I mean, you'll get raw and irritated if he keeps that up.
Sit down. Cross your legs.
Beluga's face dripping with Bailey's Irish cream.
Oh, God. That's gross. That is so nasty. Buzz, how come your mailman delivers the mail at night?
Yeah.
How come my name?
Okay.
You know, it's okay. It sounded like you said Bo. It really did.
For a second,
I thought you were talking to somebody else.
I heard Buzz.
I heard Buzz too. As soon as I heard mailman, then I knew you were talking to me.
The room's turned.
No need. We're just doing a little radio show. Who are you IMing?
I don't know. I mean, someone named Stahi or something to that effect.
That's just like trolling for his buzz babes.
Yeah, my mailman only seems to come at night. When I come home in the evening about 7 p.m., the mail
hasn't come yet. We don't have time to talk about that right now. I'm sure we'll get that on a later show. How's everything going with you, Rob? Rob looks around, too. How about you, Beth Ann? Everything okay? And she looks straight down. All right, we're not going to... Oh, I have one question about hog heaven. What? We have to...
It's hog fest.
Hog fest, yes. Greg, okay, Gilman. Greg from Albuquerque, what's your question about Hogfest 2008?
Do you guys have a helmet law there?
Yeah, we do. We have a helmet law, unfortunately.
I shouldn't say unfortunately.
No. You know, the law and all that. Yeah. It is for safety, but I have been in states where they don't have them. It's kind of cool to see the guys.
We have a helmet law actually in this building.
You have to wear them. Well, Tom Gavin is here today. Let's go to Joy in Spokane. Joy, you're on the air.
Hi, I just love your show, and I love it when you talk about your pugs, but I have to tell you that pug kisses are wonderful. I have 3 pugs.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, well, do they, like, enjoy the other pugs' butts?
And it always smells like daisies?
Joy, we're asking some very direct questions. When, do your pugs enjoy each other's, you know,
when
butts?
Does your mailman come?
Now he's all perked up. Now he's paying attention.
Sure, now.
Joy...
I have 2 male pugs who love each other a lot.
Oh, really? Is that a yes to my question?
Except there's not a lot of clicking.
Okay, thanks a lot. Larry from Montgomery County. Larry, you're on the air.
Mike, love the show, especially the Ron Burgundy, Key McGee dynamic between Robbie and Beth Ann. And
I never thought of it that way.
I haven't either. It's kind of interesting, though, when you think about it, isn't it?
I got bombed. Last time I made that comment years ago, I was bombed out for saying the full T, McGee.
Well, at least you've learned your lesson.
Now you know, you see.
Doesn't Beth Ann, anybody ever comment that she looks like...
She's right here. Larry, here's why you got bombed out last time. It's listen to learn, learn to listen, okay, Larry?
Well, that's why I didn't say it this time.
Okay, but Larry, let me see, because you're so anxious to talk, you're not realizing Beth Ann is here in the studio, and you can ask her a question directly.
No, it's for everybody. I didn't need to spell.
Okay.
I'm a fan of Miss McBride. But doesn't she look like Dave Letterman's Vicky, the chick who brings out the restaurant vouchers?
You mean the lady that's like behind the podium that has the headset on?
No, I think he means the lady that brings the prizes when he's doing like Stump the Band.
She brings out the meat.
The young woman who comes down the aisle.
I have no idea who he's talking about. You guys, Rob, can you help me with this?
I know exactly who he means, and I don't think she looks like her at all.
No, not at all.
Oh, she must be pretty.
Larry.
I think that they both look smart, at least.
You're both pretty. You're both smart.
Hey, Larry.
Beth Ann's got better jugs.
Can I thank you? We're just about to go outside for a Hogfest 2008. Larry, thanks a pant load for stopping the show, though.
Hey. All right.
Take care. Bye-bye. We'll see you later. Goodbye. Larry's going to – he had another, like, 6-hour soliloquy that he was going to do.
Sure.
And I still have the smell of pug ass on my mustache. We'll go outside and meet the people for Hogfest 2008.
Yeah.
And also lots more. More fun and more thrills. We'll be right this after that.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show.